Today we're on page 62, also known, all the way at the end of Siman Chaf Gimel. So we're discussing the halachas of tzitzis. This week, I don't know when, tomorrow or the day after, I have to let some people in, we will, so to speak, be finishing Hilchot Tzitzis and going on to Hilchot Tefillin in Meretz Hashem. So anyways, we're up to Dalet in Siman Chaf Gimel. So we have been discussing about, we have been discussing about wearing tzitzis out, and the concept of loeg l'rosh. What that means literally is mocking a poor person. So again, the person's not alive, they're a niftar, right? So a lot of times we don't think about what that word means, but it means they're putter. The person is unfortunately no longer obligated in mitzvahs. And all of a sudden, you're walking around with your tzitzis, you know, all over the place. So again, it's an interesting concept of it's like insensitive to the person who's... So that shows that the person who's not alive is cognizant of, surroundings or whatever you want to call it. But besides that, so therefore you should not have your tzitzis out. So in Dalet, it's a similar idea. The Mishnah Berurah discusses this. But b'makom shenoagim v'hasir tzitzis me'atalas hameis b'bayis, in a custom where the minhag is to take off the tzitzis from the talis of somebody who passed away already when the person's in the house. You know, there's a whole thing about... some places, even today, they do the tara in the house where the person passed away. Usually we don't do that, right? Usually it's not practical. So they take the niftar somewhere else to do the tara. But again, let's say if they took off the tzitzis there. Im ksafayim loshim tzitzis. So if the people who are katef, means like a shoulder, look back on the shoulder. In other words, the people who are carrying the nifter. That's what the word in this context means. So if those people who are carrying the nifter loshim tzitzis, they're wearing tzitzis, ika lamechash behu mishum loeg l'rosh. So again, they have to worry about loeg l'rosh. Mishnah Berurah says we have the halachas that we had before apply, and therefore if they're out, if they're exposed, there's a problem, but if they're covered, it's not a problem. Now, yet the Mishnah Berurah brings up, even if they don't take off the tzitzis right away, but still there's a loeg l'rosh, right? Because, right, and the Mishnah Berurah discussed this, in other words, a person passed away already. So what difference does it make whether he has tzitzis on, doesn't have tzitzis on, or they, right? What difference does it make? It really doesn't make a difference. The problem is that the person is not alive anymore, unfortunately, and they can't do the mitzvah. So if I'm and my tzitzis hanging out all over the place, he's cognizant of that. That's loeg l'rosh. So anyways, but that's the halacha, and again, really it's good because it's a review of last week. And that gets us into Chaf Dalet, Siman Chaf Dalet, which is the last siman as far as Hilchot Tzitzis is concerned. Now again, when we finish this, I'm not going to say we're finished with Hilchot Tzitzis, because you know I'm loath to use that word. You're never finished, so to speak. But as Rabbi Kinner, Zechut Zagarok used to say. But anyways, it is an accomplishment. So Aleph, im ein adam loves tzitzis. Now really, it's very interesting. Was the Machaber end off our discussion of tzitzis about the tremendous reward and the tremendous punishment for someone who doesn't wear tzitzis? So the Machaber says, "Im ein adam lovesh talis bas arba knafos, ein chay b'tzitzis." As we've learned many times, if you don't wear a four-cornered garment, you don't have to wear tzitzis. You don't have to wear tzitzis, right? As we saw before a couple of simonim ago, it's a chovas mana, not chovas gavra. In other words, it's an obligation on the thing, not on the thing like the tzitzis walking around with, you know, I have to have tzitzis on me. But rather, if you're wearing a four-cornered garment, so then you have to put tzitzis on that four-cornered garment. But if you're not wearing a four-cornered garment, like most of us, I don't think we wear, again, the only two examples I could think of a four-cornered garment is a poncho and a kapata. We discussed a kapata. Okay, you might want to say a blanket. Okay, we discussed that too. A blanket.
A scarf?
It doesn't go over most of your body. It's not like a really... Unless you have a big one, you know, like now in New York with the snow and the... and it's freezing. I don't know. Yeah, but in general, again, but we've discussed kapatas before. So again, most of us don't wear a kapata. Most of us don't wear a poncho. So whatever we wear is not chayv and tzitzis, right? It's not a four-cornered garment. But then the Mechaber says something very important. V'tov v'nachom. It's good and it's proper. Leos kol adam zahir lilbosh talis katan kol hayom. A person should be very careful, and it's proper, that a person should be very careful to wear a talis katan, right, all day. K'dei sheyizkor ha-mitzvos kol rega. So that we remember, a person remembers the mitzvos all the time, constantly. So again, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the famous Chazal, right? How do we remember things? Again, the old days. But I remember people used to do when I was a little kid. I know that's a long time ago. But, you know, again, it was before smartphones and PDAs and all. Is they used to tie a string around their finger. And that would remind you, I have to take care of something. Now, a lot of times, it didn't help a lot of people because they forgot why they had, right? So that's a separate issue. But, again, it would help. A knot or a tie or something like that was always a vehicle, a way to cause me to remind me of something. So again, as the Torah says, it's hard to miss kol mitzvos Hashem v'asisam osam, as we'll see later. So again, if we see the tzitzis, so then that's, as we saw all the way at the beginning, it's supposed to remind us to do all the mitzvos. So therefore, that's what we should do. So we wear a talis katan, has four corners, and therefore we put ourselves in a situation where we are wearing a garment that's chayv and tzitzis. V'alkein yesh lo bo chamisha ksharim, and therefore, as we all know, tzitzis, each of the tzitzis has five knots. K'neged chamisha kum shei Torah, that is parallel, or to remind us of the chamisha kum shei Torah, right? Five books of law, or however they say that. V'arba kanafim, and it has kanafim, and also it has four corners. So this is very important. Shechol tzad shiyifne yizkor. So that no matter where you turn, looking back, there's tzitzis there. If you're looking to your left, there's tzitzis there. Right, that all, wherever you look, there's a reminder. As we saw before, the Mechaber says this talis katan that you're wearing, you should wear it on the garment. So we all know, we saw this before in Simon Ches. So Mechaber's Lashon is that you should wear it on top. So you see people, like Hasidisha people, or even not Hasidisha people, some Vilna Gaon people, they wear it on top of their shirt. Now it's an additional hassle for the wife because she has to iron the tzitzis too. You know, like it's one thing if you wear it on the shirt, but you know, if you wear it out, if you wear it on top, everybody sees it. So so we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, brings down from, I believe, the Arizal, that it's not al, but it's under, and bedavka you should wear it under. Again, different minhagim, but they both are sourced and they're both correct. And at the least, a person should be careful to wear tzitzis while during the time of davening. During the time of davening. And the Mishnah Berurah in Gimel adds, it's not just shas tefillah, makes it sound like Shmoneh Esrei, right? So the Mishnah Berurah says, and also during the time of Shema. During the time of Shema. And you all know the reason why. Because you should wear on Shema also, because here you are saying Shema, and you're saying the Parsha Tzitzis. And so you're saying, Hashem says I should wear Tzitzis, and you're not wearing Tzitzis. Good Yontif. So you're like, you're indicting yourself. Chas v'shalom. So therefore, you should wear it. You should at least wear it. It says, now again, this is some, I wasn't around then, but like in the old days, I assume it was very hard for them to get tzitzis or so. You know, like we're a little jaundiced. You know, like I always say, you have to rip yourself out of your reality. But you know, k'nai nahara, it should stay that way. But again, in the old days, it might not have been so simple. So at least during davening, let's say during chakras, Shema and Shemon Esrei, you should have tzitzis on. Okay, let's go further. Okay, so again, I remember, and we saw this before, that it has four corners, so wherever you turn, you should remember tzitzis. So, you know, people, when they wear their tzitzis out, which is a whole different issue, so machlokas, do you have to wear your tzitzis out? Like, there's a bedavka, you have to see them, or can you have them here? So there's a whole discussion of Mishnah Berurah and Ramosha. But anyway, so I remember, so some people, you know, clump them all together. But as you might see, I have them separated. And the reason why I have them separated is because I think it was my first year in yeshiva, I was learning this, and it says it's supposed to be on four corners. We'll see this a little more from the Vilna Gaon in a little while. But so I remember I had mine like all together, like, you know, like one big fat string. Huh?
As one does. As what people
live. Yeah. So I remember I went over to Rabbi Kinnerik, Zeichat Zadig Bracha, and I said, you know, like, is this right? You know, it's supposed to be on. So then I was thinking that it should be all the way in back because it says it's supposed to be on four corners. So he said, no. He said, they should be separated. But he said the back one should really be on the side because if they're in the back, you know, you sit on them, it's your backside, it's not nice. So that's why I wear it the way I do, is I want two on the side, so to speak, like on the back, and two in front. But I saw I can think very clearly, one of them didn't wear it that way. So I guess, you know, like, I don't know.
All together? Or
yeah, they were sort of like all together. I don't know. So, but we'll see more about that as we go on in Chavdal. As you all know, excuse me, mitzvah l'achos hatzitzis biad smalas. So when you're saying Shema, so we hold the tzitzis, and there's a mitzvah to hold it in your left hand. Very interesting. In your left hand. We don't see a difference between a lefty and a righty. You'll hold them in your left hand. Keneged libo. And the reason for that, it should be parallel by whatever word you want to need. Keneged your heart. We know the heart tilts more on the left side. Right? So therefore, besides Kriya Shema. So you're supposed to hold it by your heart when you're saying Shema. Remez ledavar v'ayu adrim ma'ela al levavecha. Right? Supposed to be on your heart, but doesn't mean on your heart literally. But obviously, that means a level that Torah and mitzvah should be on our constantly on our consciousness. But again, we take it sort of speak literally. That should be by your heart. So therefore, you hold the tzitzis while you're saying Shema in your left hand. And the Mishnah Berurah says something very interesting. Says umitzvah zu matzil ha'adam mi'achet, that doing this saves a person from avera, because the pasuk says lo sasur achrei levavchem v'achrei neichem v'yisem kedoshim, and we know the Mishnah Berurah brings down Gemara's in Menachos that tzitzis are very powerful. excuse me, and that's why it's meant to be very powerful to remind us to do mitzvahs and stay away from Avera. Excuse me. The Mishnah Berurah, we're running out of time, but the Mishnah Berurah brings down something you also might be aware of, that the Mechaber said you hold the tzitzis in your left hand. So, first of all, he says, when you get to the Parsha Shema, you take the tzitzis in both hands. And before that, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Arizal, that when you're holding your tzitzis, you should hold them between the pinky and the ring fingers. So you see people do the... Okay, here, I'll do it. Right? So you hold it like that. See, it goes... And again, there's other sources that should be wrapped around your pinky. So in other words, this is what you do, but then again, there's other sources that should be around your pinky also. So again, this is what the Mishnah Berurah is referring to, but there's other sources that also, for the remainder, put around your pinky. Okay? But the Mishnah Berurah just brings down this part that should be between your ring finger and your pinky. Okay? Again, that's from the Arizal. So what we got is holding in your left hand. Then when you get to and you do it from the ring finger to the going across to the pinky, and then when you get to Shema, again, you're still holding it that way, but then you take the tzitzis also with your right hand and you have it in both. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight. Again, I apologize for being a little late today, and Mr. Shem will pick this up tomorrow. Who knows, we might even finish.
Thank you.
Yashar koach, everyone.